Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn easy to implement tips on how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie also shares suggestions to help you live clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life. Looking to change your life? Are you ready to release all your clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual? Our Declutter Your Life is a year-long how-to go-at-your-own-pace workbook course to guide you through the process of clearing clutter. Also available by 3-month individual topic. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Today we're going to talk about creative visualization. I think this is a great way to help you clear clutter, especially if you are feeling overwhelmed and can't seem to get started. In addition to helping you clear clutter and get organized, I think it's a really valuable tool to help you in other areas of your life. What exactly is creative visualization? It's using your imagination to visualize specific events. You can use mental images and positive affirmations. I personally visualize through my third eye, the sixth chakra located behind the center of the forehead between the eyes. I literally imagine I'm at the center of my brain. Many athletes now use a form of visualization to help them prepare for competition. So how do I see creative visualization in supporting you in clearing clutter? Let's talk about physical. Sit quietly. Close your eyes. Imagine a decluttered home or space. Think of an area that you would like to see clutter-free, organized, and that makes you feel at peace. What would it look like? Would you decorate it differently or rearrange the furniture? What would you be doing in this newly cleared room or space? Would you be having friends over? Imagine them there. Take the time to create rich details, such as food you would be serving or the paintings you would want to decorate on your walls. What mental clutter would you want to release? Maybe you become overwhelmed or nervous before a meeting with your boss or a big client. Maybe you get tongue-tied and can't think of the next thing to say. Visualize feeling at ease and confident in the meeting. See yourself effortlessly making your presentation or pitch. Watch as you deftly handle any questions and close the deal. Remember the details. What are you wearing? What is in your meeting room? Do you notice the time on the wall? Sometimes I can have some real knee-jerk reactions when it comes to emotions. I might react out of anger, or I might lose my confidence and begin to doubt myself if I'm dealing with a bully. Right now I have a conflict with a neighbor who lets his dogs poop and pee on my lawn despite me asking him not to. The first time I asked him not to do this, my mind became so cluttered when he started yelling at me and changing the subject, I couldn't even remember what I wanted to say. I have been practicing visualizing having a calm conversation with him, not reacting out of anger or fear. I visualize standing in my strength, repeating my request, and having him act like a rational human being. I believe in practicing this, I can be prepared and stay centered and not lose my cool. I imagine the details, what I am wearing, my body posture, how I feel stayed centered. Where have you felt emotional clutter in your life that creative visualization could help you prepare? Finally, spiritually. I believe a regular spiritual or religious practice goes a long way in reducing clutter. If you're stuck and can't seem to get one going, creative visualization might be a way to help get you started. You could visualize sitting down each day to meditate or sitting at your desk journaling your gratitude. If you see yourself doing a daily practice, it can become reality. What are the details? What's your journal look like? Are you meditating sitting down or on the floor in a special chair? Do you have music playing? Here are some other tips to help you for successful creative visualization. Make sure you remember to put you in all of the scenarios you're visualizing. You don't want to be looking from afar. See yourself in your visualization. See yourself sitting in your new clutter-free space or shaking hands with the client and closing the deal. Also, put emotion into your visualization. Feeling is very powerful. How would it feel to be in a clutter-free space? How would it feel to close the big deal? How would it feel to have my neighbor respect my wishes? How would it feel to have a daily religious or spiritual practice? Throw in the other senses too. What would you hear? What would you smell? What could you touch and feel? Don't visualize all day, but make it a regular practice. I suggest 5 minutes or so. Also, spend your time on the images, on the affirmations. Don't obsess about how and what the outcome will be or how it will happen. Trust that you'll get the outcome you desire, but don't worry about the hows and the whys. Leave that up to a higher power. When I'm finished with my creative visualization, I say at the end, this or something better come into my life, and so it is. Play around with some different taglines that you can say at the end of each of your creative visualizations. If you're interested, about 20 or 25 years ago, Shakti Gawain wrote a book, Creative Visualization. It has lots of meditations and exercises, and if you want to do more work on this, you might find it valuable. All right, everyone, go out, do some creative visualization to clear some clutter, to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Looking to change your life? Are you ready to release all your clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual? Our Declutter Your Life is a year-long how-to go-at-your-own-pace workbook course to guide you through the process of clearing clutter, also available by 3-month individual topic. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Thanks for tuning in to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Clutter-Free Living Tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's coaching, ebooks, online monthly decluttering classes, how to organize your life, office hours, and her unique clutter-free living mastermind at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You can also watch all episodes on YouTube or download on iTunes and more. Join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.